Hello, friends. I'm here today to talk to you about the Lord. The Bible says one day we'll all have to stand before God, that every knee shall bend and confess to He that is Lord. I'm speaking to you today to all you sinners and degenerates, to all you gays and fornicators, viewers of filth, and livers of lives of sin. See, it's very easy to preach the Word of God on Sunday and live like the devil the rest of the week. Hardly anyone stands up for what is right. They don't tell you on the street what is sin. They don't tell you you're going to hell. They don't tell you what your filthy, rotten sins are. They praise you for them. If you have sin in your life today and you have not realized that you're a filthy, rotten sinner, that you are going to hell, of that there is no doubt, the only way to save yourself is through He who is Lord. There are a great many sexual perversions going on in the world today, especially in this once great Christian nation. A blind eye is turned to it by our lawmakers and enforcers. I am, of course, speaking of the rampant faggotry that is a plague on our cultural morality. The faggot infects the world with AIDS that will kill 25% of the world's population in the next 5 years, and we sit back and do nothing to stop him. He brings this plague and pestilence to the fornicating masses of so-called straight people who live lives of sins of the flesh, perversion, and promiscuity, and we sit back and do nothing. Some say things like, hate the sin, love the sinner. Well, I have no love for the sin or the sinner. And it's high time all we good and faithful people did something about it. These filthy people are going to hell, of that there is no doubt. But I say we help them get there faster. Then there are these women who get impregnated and kill the fetus inside them and don't even have the conscience inside themselves to tell them they're committing murder. They're going to hell not only for being filthy sluts, but for the murder of the life growing inside them from their sinful deeds, a life that is sacred and given by God Himself. To kill such an innocent life is nothing less than murder, and all that would do this or aid in this practice should be killed just as they would kill that unborn baby. God said not to put any evil things before your eyes, and yet the filth that constantly bombards us and our children from the TV, radio, and now this internet is allowed to flow constantly into the homes of the world. And sure, you could, as good and faithful people, not view these things yourself, but allow others who don't know better to view this filth and pornography, further damning their own souls. But I say, we take a stand and help those sinners who don't know better by banning all filthy, evil material from anyone's sight. The problem is, our nation is infested with small-minded people caught up in the petty squabbles over utter nonsense and sinful lifestyles. Nobody's focusing on fixing the important problems. Most people don't want to hear about how we need to prepare for the second coming. They'd rather indulge themselves by taking drugs, watching R-rated films, and engaging in intercourse outside of marriage. Banishing sinfulness and immorality from the United States and the rest of the world is going to be no small task, my friends. But once we're done, things are going to be a lot different around here. We'll have a theocracy and all that entails. Book burnings of blasphemous and wrong information such as evolution. Compulsory religious services to spread God's word. And forced conversions for those who are unable to see the truth of God on their own. If you're not a God-fearing person who accepts God and His word into your life, you're going to hell. If you are a homosexual, you're going to hell. If you're a slut and a whore who has sex out of marriage, you're going to hell. If you have an abortion, you are going to hell. If you're a viewer or a consumer of filth and pornography, you're going to hell. that if you're a servant of God who only hears his word and does not live it or do it, yes, indeed, you too are going to hell. You know that hell is not just a place of fire and brimstone. It's a place where they torment your mind, where all your sins add up and are relived as the whore they really are, out of God's light in eternal darkness. I had a vision a few years ago, my friends, where the Lord God appeared to me, and he told me personally, for I had sought him, for if you seek God, you will find him. And he said to me, you must tell the people to be doers of God's words and not just listeners. That if they continue in sin, when they know what the word of God is, that they will burn in hell forever and ever. That I should take the word and not only let you hear it, but help you all to do it. That we have to get back to the basics. That we have to live his word as it is written and not pick and choose what we do or believe. We need to wake up, people. It's time for all good and faithful people to get back to the basics. But there is hope, yes, yes. For let me tell you, friends, I have spoken to Almighty God, and for your sins, I have the salvation, if you have the courage, to pick up the phone and give me $1,000 today. That's right, just $1,000 to save your immortal soul from the fires of hell and damnation. I know, it's a lot to ask, especially in these trying times. But can you tell me that your soul's salvation and entrance into heaven is not worth the cost? And let's not forget the souls of your loved ones as well. You could save someone else's soul as well as your own, $1,000 at a time. I urge you, friends, to pick up that phone and call me today, for heaven could come tomorrow.